Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's talk a little bit of Guardians. He's Logan Mitoski of Cleveland Guardians NSI. Again, the play-by-play broadcaster for the Lake County Captains. He joins us now. Logan, how's it going?
It's going well, Jake. Absolute pleasure to be on with you again.
As always, listen, before we get into a lot of Guardian stuff, a lot of the nitty-gritty, Logan, last time we were on, we had mentioned, we talked about the fact that you were going out, you were doing the spring breakout game, you were helping call the broadcast over there. So, all in all, how was it? Good experience and good year, how was it?
Good year lived up to the name. It was good. Pleasant experience indeed. Could not be more thankful to the Guardians organization, all involved, for the opportunity. It was awesome. Got to see the player development complex out in Goodyear as well, and there's just a lot to offer there. It was great to interact with a lot of minor league personnel, lots of members, players, and coaches from our 2024 Midwest League Championship team as well. So it was great to see them again. Got a lot of great content coming on our Lake County Captain socials in the coming weeks, talking about our championship run and everything. And then calling the game spring breakout was a pleasure too. Awesome ballpark is Goodyear Ballpark. Just getting to see a lot of the prospects represent Cleveland on a big stage was great. And always great to see them win too. Both of the games, big league and minor league, that day were 8-7 over Seattle. So overall it was awesome.
Yeah, can never complain with a couple of wins, especially the way that spring training's gone. And obviously, we're not too focused on wins and losses, but it feels good to get a win, especially when you're calling the game. Let's talk Guardians, Logan. We're not entirely sure where this roster stands right now in terms of decisions, but a big point of contention is obviously the starting rotation, right? We talked about this a couple of weeks ago while you were on, but I'll ask you again. I think we know Tanner Bibee, Gavin Williams, Luis Ortiz. As we've seen some more spring training, who are your final two guys in the rotation?
That's a great question, Jake. I think for one, Logan Allen, I think, has put up a great showing this spring. I mean, 6 appearances, 3 of them starts, and he has an ERA under 2 and 19 innings. That 19 strikeouts to 4 walks is very telling there, too. So I think he's definitely made himself a case. It's really that fifth starter spot that I think it's, the most up for grabs, I'd say. There's, a couple names that could have been thrown around. I know Doug Nikhazy was a name that was being discussed a lot. Recently found out for him that he'll be starting the year with AAA Columbus. Now we'll see how long that ultimately is. Someone like Slade Ciccone could potentially maybe check in. With him, he has that versatility of that starter and reliever experience, a lot of it. But I'd have to think, just based on, looking at the spring numbers too, making 4 starts this spring has been Joey Cantillo. And he's someone that I think He's younger. He has a lot of upside to him. I think he just kind of needs that, you know, that like full season, like get started at the beginning of the season as a part of the rotation and see what happens from there. Like I mentioned, Doug Nikhazy in the minor league ranks, maybe give him, you know, a couple starts with Columbus to really ready himself up. And if you think he's ready to make that jump, maybe he finds himself into the end of that rotation. But if you're asking me right now to make my prediction for those final two spots, I'm probably going with Logan Allen and Joey Cantillo.
Obviously, another name, Logan, that's, I think, in the mix, but maybe not so much. Tristan McKenzie, just by name value alone. How difficult is it to have faith in Tristan McKenzie as a Guardians fan at this point?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely feel for him. It's just the injury bug can be so cruel. And just him having gone through some injuries to that pitching elbow over the past couple of years, it's going to take, you know, some time for him to really get back to that form that we know he has. But we'll ultimately have to see, like, how things end up progressing in this earlier part of the season. It's going to be a pleasure, now talking a bit down the line, when Shane Bieber fully gets back into that fold and is into that rotation. It's going to be great to see him hopefully be in that peak form that we know he has too. But going to Tristan McKenzie, just if he's able to get himself right, like you mentioned, like he can really be an integral part of that rotation. Time's ultimately going to tell if he finds that true form that we know he has in him, because when he's on, and we've seen it before a couple of years back, he can be one of the premier pitchers in the American League.
I think another point of contention for this team, and Logan Petoskey with us on the hotline, is obviously second base, given the fact that you moved off of Andrés Giménez. We talked a little bit about this too, but just with spring training playing out, like Juan Brito was a name we focused on very heavily. He's obviously had a tough go of things at this, just at the plate where you really expected him to succeed. He hasn't found the success in spring training. With that being said, is second base pretty much Gabriel Arias' job to lose at this point? Or do you think that there's still a little bit of a battle happening?
Yeah, you know, that is, we mentioned it the first time, or I say first time, a couple of weeks ago when we last spoke. There's just a lot of versatility in terms of players who can be in that spot at second base, just players like Daniel Schneem and Gabriel Arias, Angel Martinez even perhaps, who can play multiple positions. But, yeah, like so far this spring, Schneeman and Arias have put on two fairly decent showings so far. I mean, Daniel Schneeman this spring, now mind you, you could take spring training numbers with a bit of a grain of salt just because it's a much more limited sample. But Gabriel Arias, 15 games this spring, has 10 hits, 2 homers, 3 RBI, and an OPS of 737. So he's had a fairly decent show this spring. Daniel Schneeman, a 265 average in 14 spring games, 2 home runs, 4 RBI, and an OPS of 901. So slightly elevated numbers there. But I feel like with the way that Cleveland used its bench last year, they were willing to use it, deep dive into it, rotate players when they feel the need to, I'd say more consistently than the average team. You know, maybe you do kind of see that at second base in the early stages of the year. I know Juan Brito's average this spring hasn't been something to really write home about, given it's 189 in 14 games, but he has shown the flashes of power, leading Cleveland in Cactus League play with 4 home runs this spring. If he can keep that going, just try to find that contact success he had with AAA Columbus this past year, he really can blossom in that second base spot if he's able to find that form. But again, we're just getting into the season, and as we all know, a whole lot can change over the course of a 162-game grind.
Is there a team right now, or excuse me, a player, Logan, that on this team you think walking into spring training was probably a name most people didn't expect to make it, but now has sort of emerged as someone who is going to be on the roster? Like last year, we think back to Hunter Gaddis making his way onto the bullpen. We think of Cade Smith. Is there anybody like that this year that was sort of almost a no-name coming in and has now played their way into a potential roster spot?
Yeah, that's a great point there, Jake. And, you know, a couple of years ago, remember some guy named Stephen Kwan kind of did that in spring training going into 2022. So you make an excellent point there. Just looking at how some players have performed in the spring, I look at Mike Capriese. He's had a lot of experience at the double and triple A levels over the past couple of years. How about in 15 games of spring hitting 417 with 8 RBI, that OPS of over 1,300? It is a limited sample size, but that could potentially be a name where if you were to see him, you know, you could see why they made that choice. That's one hitter that I would say has really put on a show this spring and has made a strong case to try to be considered for a roster spot going into opening day. Looking at the pitching side of things, getting a look at some of the numbers here at how these guys have done this spring. I feel like the one pitcher that could have maybe had that case would have been Doug Nikhazy, but this spring, going 1-1 with a 7.27 ERA in 4 appearances, 1 start. Granted, only 8 2/3 innings, so that is a fairly small sample size. But a good thing from him was strikeout to walk ratio 2-1, 12 strikeouts to 6 walks, and only a 1.61 opposing average. So kind of just if that command can be honed in on a little bit more, wouldn't be surprising if you were to see him at some point this year, I would think, just considering the upward trajectory he's had with AAA Columbus over the past year. So, yeah, really the one that jumped out to me was Mike Capriese. Time will tell if he ultimately makes the roster going into opening day. But lots to be excited for Cleveland for sure.
Yeah, definitely a name to have our eyes on. And Logan Matosky, Cleveland Guardians and SI, he's a play-by-play broadcast for the Lake County Captains with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We sort of touched on the bullpen there, a couple of names from the other year. They had an incredible year. Insane, honestly. Like, out of this world compared to what we expected between Class A, Cade Smith, Hunter Gaddis. For this team to be successful heading into 2025, Logan, do they need to have sort of a repeat on how good they were last year?
It would certainly be ideal if they did. It certainly is a lot to ask, but seeing how they did last year, definitely a focal point of the team's success. I feel like based on watching them near the end of the postseason, you could kind of see just a little bit. I think they sort of just ran out of gas, but really not in the sense that they didn't have it in them. I think just being worked at a quicker pace than they usually would be in the regular season in terms of rest days and when they're pitching again, I think it kind of caught up to them at the end. So ideally, if you can have anywhere close to that kind of production, because it was a historic four-headed monster in the Cleveland bullpen last year. Class A, Smith, Gaddis, I missed one. Tim Herron, that was the other one. If you can get anywhere close to the production you had, and that starting pitching just takes a little bit of a kick up from where it was from a season ago, that is a very strong force to be reckoned with.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Logan, for this team, how important is it that they get out to a hot start? Does it matter at all? Is this a team that can find their groove in the middle of the season? Or being a young group, in what I think in Vegas's eyes and in the grand scheme national eyes, probably overperformed last year. They're back down, I think, at a projected win total of like 81.5. Is it important for them to get out a hot start for you, or do you think they can find it in the middle of the year?
Well, I certainly think that they can find it in the middle of the year. I'd say a hot start is probably a more ideal scenario. Just with that early momentum, Cleveland really seemed to have it last year and for the most part really didn't let it go. You kind of jumped out to that Central Division lead early and didn't really look back. I think if you can get that going early on, you have, I believe it's a 6-game road trip before the home opener. If you go just above 500 in that road trip before the home opener, I think that could certainly do you wonders. But again, momentum, especially in baseball with such a long and arduous season, over so many months, the weather changes so often and so much, you never truly know. But that early start is always a good thing, and it certainly seemed to be last year. And, you know, going over to another sport, kind of look at what the Cleveland Cavaliers did, the hottest of hot starts you could imagine, and they're poised for a strong season themselves. So certainly hoping the same for the Cleveland Guardians as well going into 2025.
No doubt. If you can replicate what the Cavs did, the Guardians would be doing just fine for themselves. I think they'd be all right. You mentioned the Central Division, a division that caught a lot of people by surprise last year. I mean, between the Royals making a run at things, the Twins were almost a down team, but were the expected team to be sort of hot, and then Detroit making their way into the playoffs as well. Is Cleveland still the favorite in this division, or do you see this as somebody else's, or maybe just completely up in the air the way that all these teams played last year?
I certainly think that there is a fair amount of parity, as in, like, there are quite a few teams in this division who can make a strong case to head to, you know, winning the Central Division. I mean, you have Kansas City in the playoffs last year, as with Detroit and Cleveland, and just seeing how all three of those teams fared. Minnesota, obviously, too, right there in the running as well.
And don't forget the White Sox. They're hot on their heels, right?
just a little bit of a ways to go based on last year's performance. But, yeah, it's going to be a very competitive year in the American League Central. I think if Cleveland plays to the ability that the fans have seen this past year, they know what they have in them. They can certainly have a strong case to repeat. But again, there's going to be a strong competition amongst a handful of teams for this AL Central. So those division games are going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Logan, I'll get you out of here with this. Lake County Captain season just around the corner. Starts in April. Obviously, a matchup that I'm interested in, the Great Lakes Loons are starting things off, but you guys start at home against West Michigan. Can you give me a player people should have their eyes out for that's going to be starting in Lake County, and maybe if you feel that this team maybe has what it takes at least to start the year at the roster to be repeat what it was last year?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Now, I don't have our roster going into this season yet, but if I were to make a prediction just based on how things were going last year and how well he did, Jason Churio, younger brother of Milwaukee Brewers star outfielder Jackson Churio, is a very strong prospect to be on the lookout for. He won MVP and top MLB prospect in the Single A Carolina League last year. He's only 19 years old, a versatile outfielder, and you know, you'd imagine after such a strong season with Single A Lynchburg, kind of on that track to be with Lake County. Time will ultimately tell where he does start the season, but if he ends up making his way to Lake County, that's going to be a special talent to watch because the sky is the limit if he can keep up that strong talent that he's got going.
Well, Logan, I look forward to being able to catch your broadcast with the Lake County Captains. I hope that you have a good season if we don't get to talk again before then. And hopefully we can have something to talk about with these Guardians here coming up and that they don't let us down. As always, I appreciate you hopping on with us, Logan.
Thanks so much, Jake. Have a great rest of the show, man. Always a pleasure.
Logan Petoskey with us on the North Olmsted.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.